from Hollywood, almost live. It's the Gong.
We might have that wonderful thing happen, like a miracle.
So I'm just hanging out in my studio slash office with my feet up on the desk. And, you know, it's been just a ridiculous struggle to get anything going on the podcasting front. I had some family that's come to visit, and that sort of knocked me out of my... Well, I can't say it's a routine at this point, but I don't know. The bottom line is I feel like I'm not achieving that flow of honesty. I'm not, I'm not hitting that authentic note that I wanted to hit when I conceived of this idea. And I don't know, that's just a theme. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do here with this podcasting, what I'm tried to do with my writing and my music is just simply, you know, strike that authentic chord. And, you know, it's just amazing how difficult it is, but the greatest difficulty in it is just the resistance to even trying. You know, if you just, I mean, all I have to do is reflect on the number of hours per week or even per day that I spend just indulging in mindless electronic entertainment of one sort or another. And so I'm willing to, day after day, week after week of my life, just sit in front of a screen and, you know, be entertained. And it, of course, it lulls me into this passive daze. And so much of that is just simply a resistance to doing this. And that's the incredible thing. I mean, all I have to do is turn on the recorder and just start talking. And why I just, you know, why that's a struggle is, you know, that's the whole mystery of this creative process that's been driving me insane for the last 15 or 20 years or however long it's been. You know, I'll sit and stew over it, basically. And I mean, that's the thing. If it was just a matter of indulging in some entertainment or spending the summer doing nothing, that would be fine if I actually could enjoy that. If I could just sit back and just watch soccer games all day, it would be fine if I was actually thoroughly enjoying myself. But there's always this nagging sense of guilt, or, you know, that I'm not living up to my potential or whatever it is. It's just sort of spoils it. So it's sort of one or the other. It's like just surrender and just waste your fucking life and your days and enjoy it. I mean, I know there are people that are doing that. I mean, I personally know people that, you know, they spend their entire weekends and all of their free time just watching TV or doing something that seems you know, from the outside is just sort of meaningless entertainment, and they're actually enjoying themselves. So I envy people like that in a way, because I, you know, I can't enjoy that, and yet I can't seem to just do these things that are supposedly in line with my deepest values. So I don't know. That's been my conundrum for a long time. I did spend some time today and yesterday, you know, in front of the microphone trying to crank out some music. And yeah, it's a struggle. It's not always going to come out and just be golden. And I think that's what I want. I just want to be able to pick that guitar up and just shit out a golden egg every time. And I have this fantasy that that's what, you know, the people that I admire can do. I think like Glenn Hansard or, you know, any of these musicians that I admire, that they can just at any moment, anytime they pick up the guitar, they just can get into that zone. Which may be true, but I mean, you look at Glenn Hansard. I mean, the guy dropped out of school at the age of 13 and just was busking on the streets of Ireland. And he's dedicated, you know, 30 years to getting to this point where, you know, he may or may not be able to just, you know, every time, you know, turn it on at will, so to speak. And, you know, that's where I get stuck. I mean, I'm, you know, Glenn Hansard and I are the same age, and yet I haven't, you know, I expect to do, you know, reap the fruits without having done any of the work. And that's just, yeah, I mean, that's when I just get into that bad cycle of just sort of beating myself up. I'm not willing to put in the 10,000 hours or the hard daily grind of struggling through the creative process to get to the point where I can fall into the groove more easily and more often. And that's, you know, that's where I'm at now. I mean, what am I going to do? So part of me, again, just beats myself up and says, well, you know, I'm already 44, so what's the point? You know, I didn't put in my 10,000 hours, and when am I going to start now? And then, you know, then I just say, well, fuck it, why don't I just relax and stop this this whole fake struggle and just enjoy life and accept that I'm as good as I am as a writer and as a musician and a podcaster and just, you know, just deal with it. And, you know, then another voice rises up in me saying, no, you know, I need to, why not start now? Why not, you know, continue now? It's not like I've no hours under my belt. I guess it's just about what, you know, what do you find fulfilling? And, you know, I'm constantly wrestling with these questions, and these things are rattling around my brain. I'm going to be heading back to New York in a few days to visit my family. And something that, you know, comes up a lot is, you know, why didn't I have children, or why aren't I going to have children? And of course, a lot just has to do with marrying someone who doesn't want kids and the circumstances of life and that sort of thing. But, you know, even if I somehow, you know, or let's just say my wife just decides, you know, out of nowhere that she wants to have a child, it's not that I'm chomping at the bit to be a parent at all, and never have been. And I'd like to be able to say, well, you know, I'm more interested in spending my time doing creative things, this, that, and the other thing. But so when I'm actually not doing those things is when, yeah, I get this existential angst. I guess anytime you're not living congruently with your deepest values, you're going to be troubled. And that's probably not a bad thing, because that sense of angst is what hopefully propels you back in the right direction. But I guess in my case, I've been round and round and round so many times. Almost like, yeah, like an addict who says he wants to quit, but just goes back again and again and again to his drug. And maybe that's literally what's happening. I don't know. Maybe, you know, I'm addicted to these distractions and, these forms of electronic media and entertainment that I'm indulging in all the time. And then that could be, I mean, I guess I'm of the first generation to be exposed to all this shit, and I mean, it's easy to get lost in it. I think a lot of us in today's society are, you know, trying to figure out how to deal with the all these new technologies that can be so compelling and so engaging. You can just get completely lost in them and then not have any daylight hours left to do anything else. So I don't know. I guess I'm working on it. The fact that I picked up the microphone and just started speaking. I mean, this is the whole thing. This is the only way that I'm going to figure out what my point of view is on this podcast. To discover or rediscover my voice and my writing, and then go from there and get back into my musical projects and find out, you know, what I want to do there and reconnect with what I've already done and carry that forward, is to just do the work, the day-to-day work, just plug that guitar in and sing and play and, you know, plug that microphone in and just start speaking from the heart, even if you don't really know what you want to say, and push through that resistance and that whatever it is that's inside us all that tries to silence that and keep us locked into this passive daze and this status quo. And I know I'm not alone in this struggle. I mean, this is the perennial creative struggle that everybody goes through, but it's been especially hitting me this week because I had some momentum going, and then I got sort of in vacation mode when my in-laws came to visit, and it's like I got knocked off the horse, and it's been hard to sort of jump back on. So in any event, I'm going to give it a shot and keep going. Keep writing, keep speaking, keep singing, keep expressing myself, and see if eventually I can stumble on, back onto this path and that I've been sort of searching for. Now, I know I'm jumping metaphors here, but I'm imagining myself, just kind of wandering through the wilderness, and, you know, there's some familiar path that I want to get back on and take. Take it all the way. And I'm just not, it's not just going to be easy. I mean, I can't expect that it's going to be this channeling of some divine energy that's just going to come through me. And, I'm not going to have to do anything to open myself to that. So that's where I'm at now. This is all I got for this week, and I will keep trudging along and check in with you at a later date. Bye.